Good afternoon. I'm Marcus Hiles for WVAS News. The city of Montgomery is one step closer to naming a new police chief. This, according to the city's director of public safety, Chris Murphy. Murphy tells WVAS News today that interviews last week narrowed the search and that an announcement could be around the corner.
They're all very qualified, very good. We are kind of zeroing in on one individual, and I'm kind of continuing to do some vetting to make sure that we trust but verify some of the information, but I think we'll be making an announcement very soon.
Murphy sat on the panel that interviewed the remaining eight candidates last Thursday and Friday. Residents and businesses in Alabama affected by the 2010 oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico will now be able to move forward with their claims. The Supreme Court is leaving in place BP's multi-billion-dollar settlement for economic and property damage. Montgomery attorney Jerry Beasley of the Beasley Allen Law Firm says the ruling ends 2 years of stalling.
We know just from experience that BP will do most anything to avoid paying legitimate claims. And they have attacked the claims administrator really unmercifully. He's a very good man and has done a very good job, and I thought that was a mistake on their part, but they have done just about anything you can imagine to keep from paying the claims that they agreed to pay.
Beasley says, according to their estimates, BP may now pay upwards of $12 to $15 billion to businesses and individuals in the state affected by the oil spill. Beasley adds claimants have 6 months to file from Monday. It's Legislative Orientation Week at the Alabama State House. Today through Thursday, senators and representatives are given the basics on how the legislative process operates. Presiding over the orientation is State Senator Cam Ward. The Republican from Alabaster says he remembers how much the information session meant to him as a new legislator.
What I found to be the most interesting was that it gave me a lot of information on different, for example, procedural issues. What is a budget isolation resolution? What does cloture mean? How many votes does that require? How does a caucus work? What is the committee structure? That's the kind of stuff that you may read about in textbooks, but until you talk to members who've actually been involved in it, it's very hard to understand how that process works.
The regular session begins in March of 2015. Senator Ward says a great focus will be shoring up the general fund budget. He believes legislators could be open to new ideas.
It just depends on how it's framed and where the money goes to. You know, and even though we're the most earmarked state in the country, as far as earmarking where your tax dollars go, I think a lot of people will feel more comfortable if they say, well, you know, we're going to remove XYZ deduction, but that money is going to go to a certain place. And that tends to make it more comfortable with the voters.
Again, that's State Senator Cam Ward. The City of Montgomery's Fire Rescue Unit has earned the highest rating awarded by the Insurance Services Office for its superior protection. Montgomery is the first city in the state to receive the ISO 1 rating, which puts it in the top 2% of all fire rescue units in the country. Montgomery Fire Chief Milford Jordan.
This is great for our fire department and for our city. And our citizens, knowing that we are trying to provide the best services possible for our citizens, means a lot to me. But that's 8 years ago when I set out as fire chief. That was one of the main goals, is to provide the best services to our citizens I possibly could do.
Jordan says buying new equipment, reducing response time, and purchasing new record-keeping software contributed to the ranking. The Carolina Panthers say quarterback Cam Newton suffered fractures in his lower back in a car crash in Charlotte. Panther spokesman Charlie Dayton said during a news conference outside a hospital today that Newton had no other internal injuries and that he would stay overnight for observation. Dayton says the injuries will not require surgery, but it was unclear if Newton would be able to practice or play against the Buccaneers on Sunday. He is expected to be released from the hospital tomorrow. It's 63 degrees in Montgomery on a lovely afternoon. Quite cold tonight. Mostly clear conditions will continue overnight with a low around freezing. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Cooler than today with highs only in the low 50s. A few clouds developing tomorrow night, but even colder. Temps down to near 30. Thursday, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming sunny. Highs in the mid-50s. We'll drift back into the low 30s Thursday night before another mostly sunny day on Friday with highs closer to 58. Just a shade warmer over the weekend with highs in the low 60s. You're listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org. I'm Marcus Hiles, WVAS News.